And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is making it. Each of my guests will discuss how to make it, whether it's in city government or as an expert in a particular field. My next guest is a former change management consultant with Accenture. He will explain how to position and market yourself as an expert from his book titled The Millionaire Messenger. As always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Brendan Burchard received his golden ticket, that is, a second chance at life. 10 years ago, he survived a car accident in a third world country. Since then, he's dedicated his life to helping individuals, teams, and organizations create and master change. Brendan is a prominent life coach, leadership speaker, and a change management consultant. Brendan donates a portion of the proceeds from the sale of his book, Life's Golden Ticket, to the Kiwanis International, Junior Achievement, and the YMCA. He lives in Northern California, but he calls Montana, where he grew up, home. Prior to writing the book and launching his writing and speaking career, Brendan was a consultant at Accenture, as I said before. His latest book is titled The Millionaire Messenger, Make a Difference and a Fortune, Sharing Your Advice. Welcome to the show, Brendan. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. Thanks for being on board. I love having thought leaders like yourself come onto the show. And your book is all about info marketing, or the info marketing business. Now, that's a business that some of my listeners may not be familiar with. So, first of all, define what is the info marketing business, and then we'll do a little compare and contrast. But what is the info marketing business?
Yeah, I actually brought it much more widely than the information marketing business. I usually brought it to what we call the expert industry now. And that's just an industry that is a collection of people who actually make an income and make their difference by sharing their advice with other people. So it's sort of the advice and how-to space, in that we share what we know, our wisdom or our knowledge or our experience or our perspective about life, with other people through books and speeches and seminars, online marketing, information marketing, in any vehicle that we really can to help other people improve their lives or even grow their business.
All right, I like that. So it's the advice, the how-to market. So let's do the compare and contrast. In what ways is the expert market business different from and similar to being a consultant?
Oh, well, you know, part of being a consultant is being in the expert industry. It's the same kind of thing. Being a consultant is just a vehicle for making a difference with what you know, right? So just like writing a book, you're making a difference with what you know, or giving a speech, you're making a difference with what you know. Consulting is the exact same thing, actually, is what I've learned. I mean, when I was a consultant for corporate America, it was nice because I was on payroll with somebody. But at the end of the day, doing it as an entrepreneur is the exact same thing, in that I certainly am still making a difference with what I know. And I mean, in this economy, this is what it's really about. It's about figuring out, well, what is it that you know? What's your knowledge and your wisdom and your experience? How can it help other people? And then packaging and positioning yourself in the marketplace so that you can do that.
All right, that makes a lot of sense. Now, the thing that I found compelling about your book, Brendan, is that you believe anyone can be an expert and sell his or her services. Why?
Well, you know, there's three ways to be an expert, and all of them can be crafted and built over time. You know, the first way to be an expert is you're the results expert. You know, you went out there and you got the results, and now you're going to teach people how to do it. You know, if you're wanting to teach people how to do real estate and you've succeeded in the real estate market, it makes sense. You're the results expert. You've done it before. You've been there and you've done that. The other way to be an expert is to be the researcher or reporter expert. That's the person who goes out there, figures out what everybody else is doing and how they succeeded in an area, and then reporting and sharing that out to others who are trying to figure it out. Malcolm Gladwell, as an example, or Napoleon Hill, or, you know, famous authors who really just basically go out there and gather research and share it with others and obviously make their income from that, or made their income from that. And then the last piece is role modeling. You know, if you're a role model in a certain field or community and people look up to, they're going to trust you and listen to you on a whole different range of topics, a broader range of topics. And of course, my goal with Experts Academy and this book, The Millionaire Messenger, is to show people one simple thing, and that's, you know, be all three. You know, if you want to be the expert in whatever you're doing, go out, get results in it, research and know best practice, and be a great, authentic, caring human being, and it all comes together.
All right. That makes a lot of sense, Brendan. Let's talk about the lifestyle of an expert, so it'll help sort of clarify it in the minds of my listeners. Describe the lifestyle of an expert.
You know, for most of us, we work from home or we work from a small office. We usually generally have a smaller business, though we don't let our small business make us small-minded in how much it can impact the world. And our entire life is based off of discovering and defining our passions and ultimately sharing our wisdom with other people. The lifestyle really revolves, especially today, utilizing the computer to get our message out in the world, which is great because it also makes us a pretty mobile, creative class. You know, we can pretty much work anywhere that we want. We don't need a big team. We don't need expensive technology. We need a computer and a vehicle for sharing our voice. And these days, that's easy to find.
All right. That part's the easy part. My guest is Brandon Burchard. He's the author of the book, The Millionaire Messenger, Make a Difference and a Fortune, Sharing Your Advice. But you alluded to it earlier, Brendan, and that is finding, you know, what it is that you are an expert in. So how do you know what, if this occupation is suited to you, but secondly, how do you know what you can be an expert in?
Yeah, we do a lot of work on that with people because the reality is most of us discount what we are experts in already. We discount our experience or our voice in the world, so we would never even see ourselves as that. That's my biggest hurdle I ever had was calling it the expert's industry, right? Because everyone says, well, I'm no expert. And that's great. That's the humility gene at work, at play. But the reality is most of us are experts in things we don't even imagine. You know, to a four-year-old, the fact that we can tie our shoe is pretty impressive. To people who are less advanced or experienced in the world, what we do is impressive. So if you're a great parent and everyone's always coming around you and saying, oh my gosh, you're just an amazing parent. I mean, look at these children you've raised. They're so happy and well-adjusted and successful. How did you do it? Well, you usually just find yourself sharing your parenting tips with people. And you don't think, I mean, casually you do it, but you don't think, wow, that could actually be a career for me. And you just take a look at your life and see, where are my strengths? Where are my interests? Where have I gathered some life experience that could be translated into advice that other people could find beneficial?
All right. Now, that's the first part of it. And let's say I know where I have my experience. The bigger part of it, how do I turn that into a business?
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, it's like starting any new business. You know, no matter what identity you're going to take on in the marketplace, there's this component of just hanging your hat out there in the marketplace and saying, this is what I am, this is how I help people. You know, luckily in our space, there's really only five vehicles that we're able to use to share a message. That's either writing or speaking or doing seminars, coaching, consulting, or putting our information up online on the internet. And as you discover which one of those you want to do, you sort of find your own identity. Suddenly you're an author, a speaker, a coach, seminar leader, online marketer. So you hang your hat as those things, and you say, this is what I am. This is what I'm going to do. You put up your website just like you would if you're starting a new company. And on that website, you advertise your products and your services and tell people why they should buy them.
My guest is Brendan Burchard. We're talking about his book, The Millionaire Messenger. And I think it's fascinating, your personal story, Brendan. So tell us your story about your near-death experience that put you on the path to being an expert and sharing this knowledge.
Yeah, it wasn't something I ever knew I would do. It certainly wasn't something they teach you in college as a career choice. But in college, I had a pretty dramatic car accident. And I was working a summertime job down in the Dominican Republic. And I was in an accident. And in this car accident, I basically learned and was forced to face the end of my life. I had to face these questions that we all ask at the end of our lives. We ask, you know, did I live and did I love and did I matter? And it's a very dramatic way in which I had to face those questions. And I learned that, okay, we're all going to ask, did I live, love, and matter at the end of our lives? And I felt inspired by that. I felt like I needed to change my own life. So I started using that as a mantra to change my life. Living more fully and loving more openly and making more of a difference in the world. And as I was doing that and sharing my story, people would say all the time, oh my gosh, you got to go out and share that story. You got to tell people about this. You got to tell them about these questions, because if they know the questions at the answer, you know, they're going to ask at the end of their lives, they'll know how to live a life so they're happy with the answers. And so everyone said, well, go do that. And I said, well, how do you do that? And they said, well, you know, you like become a motivational speaker or something. I said, well, I'm not sure I'm a speaker. And they said, well, you know, you can do books or you can do coaching, you can do consulting, you can put it out on the internet. And everyone kept saying, get that message out there. And I didn't know how. But then I finally got, you know, sort of faith behind it and said, you know what? This was a gift given to me. My job is to get out there. I got to figure out the vehicles. And I eventually did that with The Millionaire Messenger.
That is great. Now, in The Millionaire Messenger, you write something about something that's called the messenger mindset. What is the messenger mindset, Brendan?
You know, the first component, really, of being a messenger mindset, just finding that and discovering and believing that your voice is valuable. You know, most people just, we're so used to discounting what we know because we're waiting for some validation from some other people to tell us how important it is. You know, we're hoping someday we'll move up in the company or we'll get that promotion or we'll get the bigger paycheck. And we externally seek validation and acceptance of how important our life experience has been. And part of the mindset is saying, no, look, what you know is valuable. It can help people. You know, the most dramatic and wonderful thing about our economy now is that there literally is millions of dollars available in mentoring other people. You know, because that's all I'm doing. That's all the expert space is doing. It's mentoring other people. It's teaching them what we know and helping people who might be less experienced in one area than we are get ahead faster. And so if you can get your mind wrapped around the fact that you have the opportunity to mentor other people and earn a real income doing that, then you start finding that millionaire messenger mindset.
My guest is Brendan Burchard. We're talking about his book, The Millionaire Messenger. In the book, and you just alluded to it in that last answer, that there are millions of dollars out there for mentoring and that kind of thing. So let's talk about the money side of the equation, if we can, Brenda. Describe the money map of being an expert.
Yeah, the money map basically comes down to knowing how to monetize your advice. And as I shared, you know, there's really not that many vehicles for doing it. You know, writing, speaking, coaching, consulting, online marketing as examples. And so when you have that clarity, well, you start looking and figuring out, well, how are these people making that millions of dollars? Well, you start realizing when you're selling information and advice and you're productizing it, it doesn't take as much as people would imagine. Say, for example, you put together a really comprehensive course on your topic area. Like you spend some serious time sitting down and thinking about what it is you want to create. You know, and I'll just use like a larger example. For example, how I made my first $1 million in the space was I built a how-to course. And this how-to course came from another area of my life on basically personal development. And I charged $2,000 for it.
$2,000. Wow.
Yeah, which I know sounds like crazy expensive, right? I mean, you're like, oh, my gosh, that's so expensive. But if you think, okay, well, let's just start at the top of the market there at $2,000. Well, how many do I have to sell to make $1 million? You know, most people say, well, I mean, people think you have to have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of customers. But if you're a premium pricer, I only need to have 500 customers in the entire world, and I'm making $1 million. But, of course, not everyone is going to say, well, that's too expensive. Well, what if you created, let's say, just a $200 course, and you had a $2,000 course, and you had a $450 course, and you had a $20 book? Those all mixed together, you know, the product mix. Over a period of time, you're not talking about thousands of customers. You're literally talking about hundreds of customers, and you have $1 million.
All right. Now, that makes a lot of sense. So talk to me about the creating the product line, the product mix that you just talked about. Because if people are listening to the sound of your voice, most of us say, okay, I could come up with a how-to. How do you flank the how-to with a couple of other products at different price points so that you have a broader spectrum that you can offer to your potential customers?
Great question. You know, it all comes down to the what I usually call framework and depth. And framework is learning how to teach things at a certain level of depth. In that a framework, for example, for teaching parenting. Well, gosh, you could go as deep as you wanted in that, right?
Right.
A course could be an hour-long, you know, DVD of you teaching something, or they could be like a five-day seminar. Because parenting's a pretty deep subject, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How deep are you going to go is going to dictate what type of product you create and how much you charge. The deeper you go, the more you charge. The deeper you go, the longer format of productizing you need. You need to create a longer course or a bigger book or a suite of DVDs and CDs versus one. And so with greater depth comes greater product choice.
All right. My guest is Brendan Burchard, author of the book, The Millionaire Messenger, Make a Difference and a Fortune, Sharing Your Advice. Brendan, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, The Millionaire Messenger?
You know, at the end of the day, we've all been blessed with unique experiences, and those experiences are valuable. You know, what you know and what you've been through can be a story that either inspires or instructs other people to improve their lives. And if that's true, why not take those collections of stories about your life or the strategies that you've learned, why don't you combine them together and put them into products that actually inspire other people, that help them get ahead in life. Mentor them, and you'll find the new.
That is a great message. My guest has been Brendan Burchard. We've been talking about his book, The Millionaire Messenger. Brendan, if people like the sound of what you say, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Oh, to our website at millionairemessenger.com. And at millionairemessenger.com, they not only find about the book, but they can also get free training and lots of videos and content that will help them understand how to further along their career.
That is great. Millionairemessenger.com. Brendan, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks so much for helping me share my message and for doing what you do.
Thanks so much.